Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Praying that today is a wonderful day for you and your weather is fine. Ours is nice and hot. Promises to be 100. Yesterday it was 101. We don't know what it'll be today, but it will be a hot one. So if you got to go outside in the heat, make sure you're well covered, your head and everything else is well covered. Protect you from the sun rays, okay, and heat stroke. And don't stay out too long, okay, in the heat. All right, have a blessed day today. We love you. Now give us a call, 347-857-3925. We are waiting for you. Here's Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, knowing there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness and all those that we're praying for, Lord Father. Forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. You know what they're in need of, and we're thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold to you, Lord, Father, Monique and Aiden right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, praying, Lord, Father God, for you to intervene, Lord, Father God. You know whatever situation it is, Lord, Father. And, Father, they're asking for prayer, Lord, Father. So, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, for your will being done. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Hubert right now, Lord, Father. As we speak circulation, Lord, Father God, to his legs right now, Lord, Father. We speak, Lord, Father God, to every blood vessel right now, Lord, Father God, flowing through and through, Lord, Father, the blood just flowing through freely through those veins right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against blood clots right now. We say dry it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, and we thank you for bringing him also out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Miss Rose Corbett right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for bringing her through surgery right now, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you. And we ask you, Lord, Father, to continue to touch her, Lord, Father, as she begins the recovery process right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold to you Barbara right now, Lord, Father, dealing with stage 4 cancer right now in the name of Jesus, and blood clots in the lungs, Lord, Father. We speak, Lord, Father God, to those blood clots right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we said dry it up right now, Lord, Father, as the blood flowed freely, Lord, Father God. Father,
We ask you, Lord Father, to dry up that cancer, Lord Father. Let your will be done right now in her life, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father God, for just touching her body, Lord Father God. Touch those around her, Lord Father God. Father God, that they may speak life, Lord Father God. And that more abundantly right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we speak, Lord Father God, to blood pressure as well, Lord Father, as we hold Crystal, Lord Father God, in prayer right now, Lord Father. We say regulate blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak peace to her mind, Lord. Father God, peace, Lord Father, to that entire body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold to you Dante, Lord, asking you for strength and guidance for him, Lord Father. Let him keep his eyes on you, Lord Father, as he go through school, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all that you're about to do for him and all that you're doing for him. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we hold to you Tony, thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for healing of his body right now, Lord. Body, mind, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against cancer right now, Lord Father. All forms, all types, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, drying it up from the root cause, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. There's so many people, Father God, asking for prayer for cancer, Lord. Father, we ask you to have mercy upon them, Lord, Father God. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as you continue to touch them and bring them through chemo, Lord. Father, continue, Lord, Father, to touch Deidre, Lord, Jennifer, Lord. Father, touch them right now from the crown of their head, Lord, to the soles of their feet. Father, speak, Lord, Father God, to them like never before, Lord, Father. We hold to you Tracy also that is suffering from cancer, Lord, Father. Touch her body as well, Lord, Father, as you bring her through, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, those that have dealt with dialysis, Lord, Father, that have diabetes, Lord, Father God, need transplants, Lord, Father. Father, so much going wrong in the human body, Lord. Father God, for lack, Lord, Father God, of taking care of it. Oh, Father God, genetics, Lord, Father, we ask you this day to give us a blood transfusion right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, purify us right now, Lord. Father, have mercy upon your people right now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, touch the listeners, Lord, those that are listening now and that will listen at a later date. Father, have mercy, Lord, Father God, upon them, Lord. You know what they're in need of, and we're thanking you right now for supplying their needs, Lord. Father, those that need you, Father, that are crying out to you, Lord, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just being right there, Lord, Father. For you say, Lord, Father God, that you're just a breath away, Lord, Father. Father God, if they can receive the word right now, Lord, Father, they can receive, Father, their healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, heal their minds right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord. Father, touch their minds right now, Lord, Father. Cover it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against that spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Canceling it right now, there shall be no premature death, Lord, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch each and every nation, Lord, Father, each and every state, Lord, Father, that continually listen to this broadcast, Lord, Father. Touch the people as they stand, Lord, Father God, together in unity,
interceding, Lord, Father God. Father God, for the nation, Lord, Father God, for their countries, Lord, Father. Continue to touch them right now, Lord. Shield and protect them and keep them covered under the blood, Lord, Father, as the war, Lord, Father, in the heavenlies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we ask you to decrease, Father, my apostle and deacon right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as you increase in them and bring forth the word right now, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone listening on this broadcast or speaking on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we ask you to allow, Lord, Father God, the Holy Spirit to just flow freely, Lord, Father, upon this broadcast, Lord. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord. Being in the midst right now, Lord, Father, as the word come forth, we thank you, Lord, Father, as it encourage and build up, Lord, Father, all those that are in need of it right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for answering, Lord, Father, all prayers right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We thank you for listening to that prayer, and we trust that something was said or your name was called. All right, that will encourage you to do what? To believe and call us. If you didn't call us, we don't have your name. We want your name on the list so that we can pray for you and yours. The number is 347-857-3925, and press the number 1. To get us so that we can add your name to the prayer list, that we will pray for it, pray for you continually, or whoever you desire for us to pray for. We believe in the power of prayer. Yes, we do today. And we thank God for our prayer warrior here. We thank God for her. Yes, yes, God using her. Yes, he is. Praise God. So call, we all will pray for you, but I'm just saying she is our prayer warrior also, and the rest of us too, but we want you to get familiar with her so that that's who you'll be talking to, okay? And we will all pray together. Yes, we will. It's better when we pray together. All right. This is something I'm going to give you for today. 4 steps to achievement. Plan purposely, prepare prayerfully, proceed positively, and pursue persistently. Okay, 4 steps to achievement. Plan purposely, prepare prayerfully, proceed positively, and pursue persistently. Keep a focus. Keep your focus. That's what it's all about. Keeping your focus. All right. We want to thank God for Deacon Mike being here and Sister Diane. We thank God. And, of course, you, and you. Those of you that listen on a continual basis, we want to thank you. And those of you had put in your seed, we thank you also for your seed. We thank you. And we are praying and we are fertilizing your seed so that it can grow to a harvest, that you receive a harvest. Okay? We don't just want to see it pop up, but we want you to have a harvest. All right? Praise God. Well, I'm going to try not to be with you very long, but you know how that goes. And you know it ain't come, and you, the Holy Ghost start moving, you forget. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But today, I'm just going to, I was just tossing this around this morning, you know, because people have problems. Problems all over, situations and things are going on. And every time you look, something seems like bad is happening, right? Mm-hmm. Every time you look at it, well, now, what are you going to do with that? Mm-hmm. How are God's people going to handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I come to this today to talk to you about one particular thing today, prayer. Prayer. Now, I've talked about it many times, and I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in prayer because, let me tell you one thing, when you want things to happen, come on now, huh? When you want things to happen, you want to move God. The way you can make it happen is through the power of prayer. Consistent prayer at that. Do you get it?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
Thank
you. Ooh, glory to God. Let me tell you. Now, I love to talk about prayer. I love prayer. Okay? Because prayer produces spiritual understanding. You don't understand the word of God, you didn't pray before you read, did you? Huh?
Come on,
talk to me. Listen. Now, praying, by praying, your whole life will be more aware of the spiritual reality than ever before. When you start to pray. You say, but I don't know how to pray. I'll go there in just a few minutes. Just hold on. But I want you to understand that prayer is also the door for a more intimate relationship. You wanted to know how to get intimate with God? Let me tell you, prayer is the door for a more intimate fellowship. With who? God and the Holy Ghost. You don't believe that, do you? I want you to try it today. You only learn how to move in your gifts as you learn to pray. That is a fact. Learn to pray. You may not, you say, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. You know how to talk, don't you? All it is open your mouth. What's in your heart? You see, what's in your heart? You're going to pour it out the day. If you never prayed, you're going to pray today. You hear what I'm saying? Each one of you going to pray today. Do you get it? Because you want to make things happen in your life. You want to see the things happen. You want to experience things happening, do you not? I know you do. You just say yes wherever you are, it'll get to me. Now, each one of us has been given a spiritual gift. But what happened? We got to learn how to use it. Come on, think about it now. You got to learn how to use what you have. As a matter of fact, sometimes some people don't know what they got. But now if you never pray and ask God, you'll never know, now will you? Think about it, huh? Ask God. God, give me clarity of what gift I have and help me, show me how to use my gift for you to get the glory. Not nobody else but God get the glory. Did you hear me? Come on now. Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. I tell you, it's just so, it does what? It lifts you when you think about it. And listen, prayer is the way to learn the word. Learn how to use the words that God has given you. Learn how to use the gifts that God has given you, you see. But you're going to have to pray. Now, it ain't coming no other way. You have to pray. Come on now. I'm just talking about praying because I want you to have all that God has for you. Okay? That's what I want to make sure that you have. And when to learn these things, you're going to have to do what? Do some persistent praying. You can't pray 1 minute today and don't pray no more for the next 5 months. Through persistent prayer, you see, your prayers will be answered through the prayers, the persistent prayers. And then what? You'll see where you God has given you his daily benefits. See, Psalms say that he daily benefits on you, daily. But it's through prayer. Are you ready? You going to do it today? I know you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm telling you right now. You're going to do some praying today. And from this day forward, you're going to be more persistent in it, right? So why? So you can get an answer. You've been wondering why you haven't got an answer, why this ain't happened, why that ain't happened. And, you know, find out, is this your will, Father, for this to happen to me, for me to go through this? Start asking him. Talk to him. Listen for an answer. And don't get upset because the answer don't be what you're looking for. Because you're looking for it in the flesh. In your own flesh is what you're looking for the answer, the way you deem everything. That's where you want to answer for. You want it to be manifest right then and there. God doesn't do that all the time. He do when he get ready and what he feel is time. When you're ready for it, your answer. See? So, that's your benefit. He answers you. You just want to answer when you want, right? Well, I asked you just now, and they say you hear our cry and everything, so I want you to hear it right now and answer me yesterday. Okay? But that ain't always the case. See? Now, with your benefits, how you benefit from praying? You benefit spiritually, you benefit mentally, and you benefit physically. You see? All three, you will benefit in whatever is needed, be it in the spirit, mentally, or physically, whatever it is you need. He say he will supply, but he can't supply. And then you remember now, he did tell you whatever you ask the Father in my name, that means you're going to have to call on him, pray, seek his face for the answers. Now, in Jesus' teaching now, he didn't just give them, the people, a formula for prayer. He didn't just give you a formula. You think it's just something he told us to do, and you don't even do that. Do you see? But what I call it is the basic principle of prayer is what it was, you see. And prayer should have these components in it, in the principle of prayer, okay? Now, prayer should begin with praise. With praise. Hello? Prayer should begin with praise. Did you hear what he said? Remember now, hallowed be thy name. Don't he start out with that? Praising God. Did you hear what I'm saying? His name. Prayer should have expectation. You listen, write those components, praise, expectation, that's two, right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that's expectation. Did you get the picture? Now you should remember that when you say these prayers, it's not just a formula, our Father prayer, That's the principle of prayer, what it should go. And prayer should have what? Petition. Give us this day our daily bread. You see how prayer should go? I'm just trying to take you through the basic. Those of you that don't really understand it or don't pray in what God has placed there for you. And then it should have what? Prayer should have confession. Confession. I know you don't want that part, do you? It should be a part of prayer. Forgive us our sins. And they confessing? Confess them sins and ask him to forgive us. These are things that should be going on with prayer when you pray. That's the principle of prayer. Prayer should have what? Trusting. Prayer should have trusting. Deliver us from evil. Trust God to deliver you when you ask him. Won't you do that? Will you do that? Because what? You want something to happen, don't you? You want it to happen. Now, think about in Acts when Paul and Silas was in jail. They begin to praise the Lord and sing songs and worship the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what they were doing. They now make their petition. See, petition prayers has to come about too. So they prayed and sang while they was in jail. Instead of having a pity party, they was singing and praising God. Now, listen, when you do that and you're in a bad situation, you know God got to work. You understand what I'm saying? He got to work because you're not allowing this condition that you're in, a situation you're in, to stop you from worshiping and praising God. See? And when you're praising him and worshiping him, and then when you make your petition, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble and I need you. That's your petition prayers, right? You're giving him your petition now. Letting him know what is what. I've served you, God. I've given my tithes and offerings, God. I've sown seed, God. Oh, Lord, I've served the widows and the offerings and, you know, the homeless. And, Lord, I've just done all that I can do, Father. You know, do like Hezekiah did. When God, he had a what he had. His final thing was put your house in order. But he didn't take that just as it was. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall. And when he turned his face to the wall, he began to pray and to cry out to God. And first he praised him, regardless of what the word had come that he was going to die. He didn't let that get him. He began to praise him and glorify God and thank him. And he did all of what the word was saying because he was not going to stand by and just die just like that. But he put his petition in. Can you do that today? Would you put your petition in? See, you need to come to the point like what Jude 20 or 21, he say, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, you see, yourself, see,
Hezekiah had to pray about himself. There wasn't nobody else. This was him. See? Because that word came to him. See? And when it came to him, you know, he had to do something about it. You say, well, what he was doing, sinning? I don't know what he was doing. He probably was. You know, you never can tell. Praise God, they were doing all kind of things back then, so you don't know which one was sin or what was sin. But all we know is he knew that he was not going just like that when God gave him that word. He was going to pray and change God's mind. He got more intimate with God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? He was more intimate with God. It's the thing is personal now. It ain't about me and somebody else and my children, my mama, my daddy, or whoever. It ain't about all them. It's about me. And confess what it is wrong with you, what you know is wrong. You know when you sin. You know when you're wrong. Ain't nobody got to tell you. You know what you did wrong. Well, I want to let somebody tell you. No, you ain't going to believe them if they told you. You told me, not me. You lying. I don't do that. No, you be doing it. You see? But when you confess your sin, be faithful to yourself. That he said, what did he say? Build up yourselves on your most holy faith. All right, now, you got to have some faith in there somewhere. To call on God first, you got some kind of faith. But now it's time to do what? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep praying and be sincere and commit to what you're saying that is true, not lying to yourself or saying something because it sounds pretty. Some people say beautiful words just because they sound good, but them sounding good ain't going to help you. Sincere prayer. And I was thinking this morning when I was thinking about this, the talk with you about this, it's like we used to say, we don't hear people saying it anymore. More prayer, more power. No prayer, no power. We don't say these things. Little prayer, little power. We don't say that anymore. Used to hear the saints always saying it. Now they don't mention it. What happened? Is it? It's not true? It's still true. Huh? You need to build up an intimate relationship with God. See, stop trying to do things to make people look at you saying you got beautiful words. Beautiful words don't cut it if they're not sincere and real. You're trying to satisfy people instead of reaching God. Huh? I'm so glad Paul and Silas, they was reaching God. They weren't worrying about the prisoners or nobody nobody else. Now, Jude also say, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Looking unto him. That's what you had to be. Keep yourselves. Now, when you got yourself on your most holy faith, sincere in God and everything, now you got to keep yourself. You need to keep yourself. Why is it that soon as God answered the prayer, we stop praying? You know that ain't nothing but the trick of the enemy. Trying to bring you back down to the lowest level he can get you to, bring you right down with him. Because you know he on a low level, so therefore he want to bring you on a low level. And so therefore what does he do? He take out all your mind that you've been praying, you got in your mind to pray over this and pray over that, pray over my family and pray over my children and pray over the food I eat and pray over. Keep prayer before you. Pray over your family. Some of your family just do some rotten things. You need to pray over them. Say, Lord, help me, learn me, teach me how to pray for my family so that they can come out of darkness into the light. Because God knows, Lord, they're in the dark. And what you want God to do was have mercy. You want God to have mercy on them, don't you? I know you do. I know you do. Praise God. That's your petition today. See, what is the petition prayer? Where you are asking God to do something or asking God for something. Isn't that what you do? Why can't you put up those petition prayers? Why you have to be just like the ones that are making you mad and hurting you and saying mean things? You don't be like them. You ask God to help them. See? Through whatever they're going through, out of whatever they're into. That's your petition right now. Then you have what? You keep praying. So after you went through that, you're thanking him now, right? You're thanking God. That's a Thanksgiving prayer. So what you doing now? All you're doing is praising the Lord, thanking him for all his goodness, thanking him for what he's doing, thanking him for what he has done for whoever you're praying for. Thank him. Do you know God loves that? God loves that. Did you know that? And after you think it, what you do? You start worshiping him, don't you? You praise him and then you worship him, glorify, magnify him. Oh, my God, thank you for his goodness, kindness, and how he answered your prayer and he helped that person, whoever it is you're praying for. You know, it is beautiful. Do you see why when Paul and Silas was in there in jail and they were singing and praising God that they got some of the prisoners in the jailer say? Because they couldn't understand it when you begin to worship God and you're in a bad situation. Wasn't that what the thief on the cross was? The one who asked God to deliver him? See? He was thankful. You know, he even knew who Jesus was and why Jesus was there, and he knew he was doing bad. Him and his other partner, he knew they were bad. See? Hey, I heard you can do this, that, and the other, and I heard you save people, and I heard you was dying for me, and all that. Say, so since you dying for me, can you take care of me here? Hello, find some kind of words to say. Praise God. You see? Woo, Lord, have mercy. Let me tell you, there's so many things in prayer that we forget to do. We don't want to do, and we seem like, oh, that's so tiring. It ain't tiring when the devil get the beating on you from head to toe. Got your mind, you become bipolar? Got you all mixed up. And there's so a lot of people getting mixed up today because they won't humble themselves and pray. You don't have to let nobody see you, know you're praying. Go into your, he told you to go in your secret closet. Go in there and close the door. And God, who hears in secret, will do what rewards you openly. The answers will be when you open the door and come out the closet. Y'all don't hear me today. Praise God. So God is looking for prayer warriors, people that are going to stand up for what is right. Not be afraid to pray. I remember years ago when E.B. Hill, y'all, some of y'all don't know him, but he was a big known Baptist preacher, TV on TV and everything, and he was one of the old time preachers. And they wanted him to come to somebody's inauguration. I forgot who it was, but anyway, wanted him to come and wanted him to write out his prayers. He told him, say, listen, I guess you ain't going to call, you don't want me to come because I can't write out no prayer. He says, the Lord leadeth my heart, that is what I pray. I don't write no prayers out. And I say, amen to you. And they had to let him go and pray because he told them, say, he pray nothing but God prayers. That don't do you? Huh? You want somebody to write you out a pretty prayer? How can you agree with somebody with the pretty prayer? You got children lost. What's pretty about that? How can you make that prayer pretty? You got them taking and harvesting their body parts. How you gonna pretty that up? You've got to pray sincere prayer for these children. Them in school that's beating on teachers and everything, and the teachers ain't supposed to fight them back. Well, listen, if this child is beating on you and about to beat you unconscious, you better knock him out. And you just take the punishment and you be going to jail. You just be going to jail, but you're not going to let no little child get up there and beat you down like that. Okay. Put you in no hospital. And you trying to teach him some sense, teach him how to get along in the world, and he ain't even get along in school. Pray. You need to pray for the parents, not the children, because the children had to learn this here kind of attitude from home. See? And y'all want to cover it up. See? You want to cover stuff up too much. See? All kind of things are going on. You want to cover it up. You don't want to pray, Lord, stop the abortion. Lord, stop them from killing those innocent children, because some of them may be great preachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets or something. They may come forth and do what? Change the entire world. They may be inventing something that's needed in the world, or they may discover new cures from some of these here terrible diseases out there. And you doing what? You pray that it stops, that stop the devil in his track, that he won't harm no more babies. You pray that prayer. And you don't let up and stop just because it ain't stopped right then. You keep praying. Be consistent and persistent in prayer. See what I'm talking about to you. But we ain't got time because we got to be entertained. We got to go to Disney. We got to go to Universal. We got to go to the awards show and everybody dancing and shaking their twerking and all that kind of stuff going on. You rather go see that than to pray. See, you mother do that stuff, then they pray. You don't see them up there at the things. Once in a while, somebody say, I thank my God. I thank the one above. They don't even want to say God. Because they may get offended. Well, get offended. You won't call me no more. You want them to call you. So you don't have to call me. I'll go somewhere else where God point me in another direction. But I will pray now. See, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, and they don't want you to call on Jesus. Well, what you call me up here for? That's all you ask. And say, so why you call me if you know I'm going to pray for Jesus? I told the band at the school one day, I say, don't call me. He said, why? I said, because I'm going to call on Jesus. I'm going to say, Jesus, I don't know nothing else to do. He said, well, do what you know. This is what he said. Because I told him at first. I said, don't call me. I said, because I don't know nothing else to do. Cause I was calling on Jesus, and I was saying something about Jesus, and looked at the faces, and oh, my God, if they had a bullet in their face, they'd have shot me. But I still call on my Jesus in front of them. Because that's all I know. I ain't call on nobody else. See? And my words are like prayer words. Okay? I talk like I'm praying. You get in the habit of praying, so you talk like you're praying all the time. And people resent that. You see? Well, I'm very sorry. Then don't talk to me then. Yeah, they say, why are you preaching to me? I'm just talking. I'm just talking now. You see, I'm talking about my favorite subject, prayer. We get an agreement, huh? He say, if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. So now you gonna let me sit up here and do all the praying, and you ain't agreeing with me, we ain't gonna get nothing done, and no answers to prayer. Because what? You let me do the work, and you feel like it's going to get done because I'm doing it. No, it don't work like that. He say, if two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. You'll get an answer. So why are you going to leave me out there by myself? See, you leave me right out there by myself, agreeing. That's agreement. Two. It's always better when it's two. Huh? Ooh, Lord. And then some people are called back for intercessory prayer. Some people are not. Some people can pray for people. Because intercessory prayer is no more, your whole prayer is geared towards another person. Or some situation is some type of communication between the believer and his God, and prayer is the checks that you write on the bank of heaven. I wrote that to myself. But praise the Lord, it's still what you need. You're praying for somebody's well-being. You're praying for them financially blessed. You're praying for them to be healed. You're praying. You're constantly praying for others. You're praying for other nations. You're praying for the people of whatever they are doing in prison, the police, the military. You're praying for nurses. Who's at your heart? You're praying for the doctors in the hospital, the surgeon you're praying for. You see, intercessory prayer means you're going to always be praying for others more than yourself. See, are you one of those? Are you one? Think about it now. You could be and you could not be. But what kind of prayer warrior are you? What kind of prayer person are you? You want to make things happen. That's what you are. You are a prayer person to make things happen, whether you're in agreement with them. And you know, so many people say, pray for me. Pray for me. Go on, pray for me. Okay. Are you going to agree with me? Huh? Or you want me to do all the work? Huh? I ain't doing all the work now. We going to pray together because this is your situation. So I'm going to agree with you about your situation so that your situation can get solved. Because if you believe in this power of God, the power of prayer, it will get solved when you agree together. But most of the time, the people want you to pray, but they ain't out there eating up everything, out there partying, and you praying. Now, let's be real now. You don't want nothing to happen, do you? But we want to make sure things happen. I believe that when I pray, something happens. Do you?
Amen.
I believe it. See? Now, and it's better when we do it together. Do you get the picture? Don't put people out there. Don't put your pastor out there. Oh, pastor, pray for me. Pastor there on his knees done got rusty, praying for you, and you out there playing, twerking, shaking your backside, rolling your stomach, trying to tempt somebody, you out there partying hardy, doing everything but prayer. Well, Sister Ann, where was you in prayer meeting time? And they be deep digging the well with that. Well, because they trying to find a lie. Well, now, Sister, you said you asked us to pray for you, and you wasn't here praying. Tell me now, is that fair? And then if it don't work, you're going to be mad with the pastor.
Yes, come on.
Nothing happened, you mad with the pastor. Have you ever known you aborted that? Because you didn't agree with the pastor? You didn't come in there and help him pray for what you wanted? Oh, my goodness, Lord. I'm sorry. I said I was going to be nice today. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing. Prayer is the greatest work which men are called. That is, people think prayer is nothing. All they want to think about is, the pastor, the apostle, the prophet. And if these pastor, prophets, and all of them don't have a prayer life, they ain't worth 2 cents. You see, because prayer, you say, is the key and faith unlocks the door. If they don't have those two in their life, they ain't unlocking no doors and they're not making solutions for people's prayer requests. Hello? There's benefits in prayer. And you don't want to pray. God called you to pray. You don't want to pray. Well, I don't have time. What do you mean you don't have time? Well, y'all have prayer at 11 o'clock and then so what? Well, your prayer time is given. Well, now listen. Let me tell you. I will myself is scattered a lot of different ways in prayer. I don't want to turn nobody down, Holly, but I'm how you say it? I'm
verge.
I am, listen, on a lot of prayer, people's prayer lines, what have you. I believe in it. You know, I did accept them. But when the body starts to talking to you, you got to kind of listen to what your body tell you. Because I won't be no help to them. When I pray, I won't be in agreement with them. I can't. I'll be sick, sleep, or whatever. You know, when these things happen in your body, you got to like to say, hey, I can't make all of them. I want to. I desire to. That's my desire now. Because men ought to always pray, and I think I should always be praying. But I found the key. I found the key. Let me tell you my key. Tell you my key. I found the key that I have learned how to pray. When you sitting up there running your mouth to me about anything, I'll be praying for you at that time. At the same time, without you knowing, I'm praying. So I have developed that inside prayer that you can't hear at the time, but the results will show. See? I learned how to go to the grocery store and pray as I walk down the aisle. I pray when I'm in the car riding with other people that don't drive so good. I learned to be praying then also. So I learned how to pray and not faint because I developed the prayer life over the years. How to pray in season, out of season, pray when people don't know I'm praying, and pray when you got an evil person around you trying to hurt you at the same time. You learn how to bind them up. You learn how to bind up the people that come up to my praying for you and ain't right, you learn how to cut them off with prayer. Hello, somebody.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because prayer hallelujah. Is nothing but a part of your life.
Yes, Lord.
How do you think Paul and Silas could pray while they in jail? Huh? Prayer was a part of their life. Daniel. How you think he prayed the way he prayed? He didn't care nothing about what they said, the threatening his life. He kept right on praying. As a matter of fact, he made sure they know he was praying. He opened up the window so they can hear everything he wanted, and he didn't pray softly. He prayed out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, I love it when you become rebellious and radical. That's it. That's the word. Thank you. That's the word. You become radical. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you let them know I'm not quiet down just because you threatened me. Because I'm praying to my Father. I'm praying to my Father, and my Father hears my cry and answers my prayer. Whoo, he gonna make it happen. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all today, God is gonna make it happen. Now, I'm getting ready for this revival, this empowerment service tonight already. Ain't a praise God. Hallelujah. I was trying to reserve my strength, you know, y'all. I really was trying to reserve my strength, but I'm kind of getting off when they talk about prayer because I love prayer. I've been praying since 1963 when I learned what prayer was. I learned how to pray, and I learned that God was calling me to a prayer life. Fasting and prayer life is what he called me into, and I walk right into it. Do you hear me? Been doing it ever since 1963. I've been praying at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't detour. I go back to sleep late night. Ain't gonna lie to you. Might be why you can't catch up with me, because I be back asleep. But anyway, I pray at that time. That's been my prayer time since 1963. Don't care what city, state I'm in. I pray. I try to get others to pray. I try to get many pastors to pray. Well, I'm tired. You know, I preached last night. You know, I did this and I did that. I can't get up and pray. Suppose God say he can't get up and do nothing for you. Then what you gonna do?
But Lord.
But you don't understand, God. But you, God, what do you mean you gonna tell God he don't understand? Are you sick? See, you're going to tell God that. You see how crazy we get sometimes? And why temptation come upon us a lot of times? Because we forget to pray. Huh? We forget. He told us, you pray that we don't enter into temptation, don't he? Didn't he tell you to pray about that? Why you don't? Why don't we as a whole, as people of God, pray about getting into temptation? You say, well, I ain't going to get in no temptation because I don't mess with nobody. I ain't no man in my life. Ain't no man. Hey, let me tell you one thing. You don't have to be a man. Okay? Temptation could be a lot of things, not just man and a woman. There's a lot of things to tempt you and tempt you out of connection with God, you see. It'll bring you out. I still like what James say. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, improperly. You ask wrong. Did you heard how we gave you what when God gave you the principle of prayer? Your prayer should have each one of those components in them, because it means it will supply every need as you pray in your prayer. Everything that you need is in that prayer. Fear no evil. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to quit because, you know, I was having a son. God don't, I'm going to tell you, God ain't working alone by itself. You know that, don't you? Believe. Are you a believer? Then you ought to be a prayer person too. Huh? Because your prayers of a believer is to accomplish his will. He going to hear you after you start praying. And what did he tell you? One way he tell you in the New Testament, what did he tell you? He told us to do what? We men ought to always pray. Now, which part of that you don't get? You should pray in nothing. Don't forget. When you pray, he'll answer. You're a believer, right? Oh, my God. You know, so many times the prayer warrior has such, let me tell you, such power in their hands. Do you see how much power the prayer warrior have in their hands? Don't care whether you're man or woman, black, white, green, or purple. Don't care what color you is or nothing. If you're an intercessor, you have power in your hand. You see what God gave you. That's all I want you to see. And Isaiah 45, excuse me, say, ask me of the things that are to come. Him, ask. Ask me. Huh? You got to have a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Concerning my sons, concerning the work of my hands, he said, command ye me. Now, that's what he said. Did you read that? That's what he said for you to do. And can you do that? Will, let's say this here, will you do it? We'll put it that. Will you do it? Ask. He always telling you to ask. Ask me. And see when I pull you out a blessing that you won't have room to receive. Ask. That means you got to have a conversation, don't you? With God. He didn't say ask me now. He said ask him. Ask him directly. Ask God directly. Another place he tell you, have faith in me. Because when you ask me, you'll know that I'm going to answer. You know that I will fulfill what I said I would. Every promise that I spoke to you, it will be filled because you ask. And you know that you're heir of the promise, didn't won't you? But you got to still ask. And when you ask, he say, ask in what? Faith, did he not? Don't be sitting there asking God and say, well, maybe you will, God, or perhaps you will. I don't really know whether you're going to do it or not, Lord, or not. You know how we talk to ourselves and doubt ourselves the same time that it's going to happen in our life. You just talking amiss. You asking stuff in amiss because you ain't going to receive nothing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Jesus. Look at God. Oh, my God. You've got to ask according to his will. What's in his will? What's in his will? let's throw this in so you'll know some of the criteria of receiving in when you ask. 1 John 3 and 22, I believe it is. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You got to keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Did you hear what he say? When you ask, ask means you're having a conversation with God. You're praying and seeking something from him. Whatever we ask, we receive of him. We will receive it. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's how you got get him. You see? He gave you the key how to receive it. See? And you thought that you didn't have the key to it. You had the key all the time if you read your scripture. And when you read it, do what it say. He say, those things, do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What did he tell you to do? Can you do it? Now, if you do it, you're the one that make it happen. Hello, somebody. When you ask of him, when you pray and you ask of him these things and do what he command you to do and how he say do it, who is the one that make it happen? You are. Oh, my God, because when you believe it, you can receive it. When you receive it, you had already. You ask him in faith. believing that you're going to receive it, because when you believe that you're going to receive it, that means that you will do what he say do. You don't sit up and say, but God, I can't cause her this, that, or other, but God, it's too cold up there. You know, I have said that too, you know, by the place. It was kind of cold one time. I had to ask God to forgive me, of course. I said, God, it's so cold. My poor bones are cracked from the cold. Oh, bless God. But it was funny at the time. I said, I'm telling God, I ain't going, you know. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to pay for that bit of folly that occurred, don't you? Mm-hmm. I had to pay for that. But I asked God to forgive me. And I found that it's very important in order for God to keep his word for us, in order for us to do what he tell us to do, no matter how things look, dangerous, bad. You say, Lord, I can't trust these people. Huh? No matter what you can't trust, can you trust God? That's the important part. Do you trust God? God's going to heal people. God is healing people even right now. And you have made God a promise. Say, God, you made a covenant with him. We'll put it in this term. You made a covenant with him. God, if you save so-and-so and so, whoever did his name, you got to be your brother, your sister, your child, your grandchild, your auntie, your far away cousin or whatever it is, you prayed, you say, God, if you change them, I'll do thus and so. I'll go where you send me. I'll go where you send me. Somebody asked me yesterday, I think it is, say, why you had your own church building in this other part of Florida. Say, why did you leave? I say, because God say leave. And you know God waited good. Let me tell you, God is, he's funny sometimes. He gets some funny stuff. He waited good till we did the bathrooms up. We tiled the floor, paint the wall, put up wallpaper. I mean, we had that church looking good everywhere, all over the church, looking good. And then he tell us to leave. I say, Lord, all the money I did. Oh, my God. Nevertheless, I said, y'all pack up, bring the truck around, put the stuff on the truck, let's go. And where did he take us? Where did he take us? Only place he had for us to go was in a hotel room, meeting room. And we stayed there several years in there. You see what I'm saying? The thing is doing what he say do, not what you want to do, what you feel like doing. Now, he did. He had a reason for us leaving there. Very legitimate reason. He did not bring me from one city to another to get tied up with these witchcraft, these wicked people. Call yourself fixing up buildings, fixing it up for you, trying to hurt you, hurt me. He did not want me to go through that. Now he had just brought me out of one part, one place. He say, I don't want you to go back into that. Want you to be bothered with it. Come out, because that's what somebody. Now, he could have healed the building, couldn't he? But he didn't want to heal the building. That's his reason, whatever his reason is. He didn't do it. He told me to leave. Us to leave, brother. The church to leave. And everybody was upset. We just got here. We done fixed the church up. We done put our, say, I know, I know, I know, I know. If y'all want to go find another church, y'all go ahead. Because I know how you feel. I say, I don't want to do it either, but God say do it. I must go. He said, ASAP, right away. And did you know at first you want to ignore what God is saying? And do you know I went to a store shopping, and you know a woman followed me all around the store and told me, can I tell you what God said? I said, okay, go ahead. And what did she tell me? God said, leave the, wherever you are. She didn't know me. She ain't know where I was. She ain't, I ain't never seen her. She ain't never seen me. She said, God said, leave the place where you are ASAP, because they put witchcraft stuff on. It's all messed up. Say, leave ASAP, CP. I say, yes, ma'am. Then I went to a church service with a friend of mine, was having a meeting, preaching. I went in there, and then what happened? The pastor that say, you, come in. God told me to tell you something. I said, oh, Lord, the same thing. Now, if they keep telling you the same thing, you ain't going to stay there, right? What else you need? What else do you need to leave? You done prayed and asked God, okay, God, let me do the other one. Crying to God. God telling you all the time where to go, what to do, leave. You say, where I'm going to God, just like Abraham. Okay. What time is it? Ooh. What? Oh. Okay. Amen. You know, I got plenty, listen here, I got plenty word on prayer, and I can talk about this for the next year. Because this is one of the things that I love, prayer, okay? And listen, prayer can make it happen. But let me introduce this part. The right kind of prayer can make it happen. Okay, we're going to let Pastor Dungey, yes, Pastor Dungey's here. She's gonna do some praying. Now she's another praying person. Excuse me today, a praying person. So we're gonna let her pray, and she's gonna pray for us for tonight also in the prayer. And of course, you that need prayer today,
Pastor Dungey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Can you hear me okay? Praise
Amen.
You, Father. Lord God, we just thank you. I thank God for this awesome ministry. I thank God for the opportunity to be connected. I apologize I haven't been as available lately as I should be, but, you know, God is doing a lot of things. But believe me, my heart is here. I'm here. I'm here in prayer. I'm in unity to with all that God is doing with this awesome ministry, with my apostle, my bishop, Mr. Benjamin, and Pastor Sharon, all of you guys that are involved, all those under the sound of our voice, even those that will listen to the recording, we just thank God for being God in our lives. Thank God that he loves us so much that he sits high and he looks low, and his eyes are open and tuned to the prayers and the petitions of his people. I thank God for this message today about prayer. God wants to hear our voice. God wants to hear us call on him. And his word says in Jeremiah 33:3 that if we call on him, he will answer us, and he will show us great and mighty things, Yekara Shanda, great and mighty things that we have no idea. We don't know how God is going to do it, but he says he's going to do it, and God is a God that will not lie. He cannot lie. So if he promised you, just wait on him. It's coming through. Amen. I just thank God that prayer changes people, things, and situations. But whatever you believe in and praying for today, believe that God is coming through. He is coming through. I thank God for my apostle, no matter what she what comes her way, she's always praying. She's always giving God the glory. She is an awesome trailblazer, an example of how to go through when you're going through. Amen. So we just thank God. I just want to pray and lift up the ministry of Logion. I probably didn't say it right. Logion International Ministries, the Church of Victory, the City of Victory. Isn't that an awesome title and meaning to have? The City of Victory. They stand on victory. They don't care what it looks like, what it feels like, what man says it to be or anything else says it to be. They're going to believe in the victory, and we're standing with them. We're learning how to walk in victory by their example. So, Lord God, we just thank you today. Father God, we praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, that you are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. We thank you, Lord, that you know all, you see all, and you're everywhere present at the same time, that nothing goes beyond your knowledge or your control. We ask you, Father God, first of all, to look upon our hearts today. Anything we've done to make you sad, anything we've done to exalt ourselves against your will, your way, your precepts, and the purpose you have for our lives, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any murmuring or complaining. Forgive us, Lord God, if we gossip or backbite or talk about or even thought wrong about a sister or brother that you have placed in our lives, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we've done that have been contrary to what you would have us to do. For the things we've done knowingly and unknowingly. You said you will forgive us and drop it into the sea of non-remembrance, and it'll be just as if we've never done it. I even ask you, Lord God, to help us to forgive ourselves today, that we will not fall into the spirit of condemnation, but we will be convicted, we will repent, we will be forgiven, we will be redeemed, and we will go forth in what you have called us to do, to be, and to say. Lord God, we thank you for all that you do in our lives. Lord God, we are so grateful to you for all that you provided to us, for our friends and our family. You always bless us, Lord God, in ways that we can't even imagine or completely understand. But we're feeling blessed today, Lord God. No matter what it is, we're feeling blessed. We are blessed today. And we lift you up, Lord God, in the Church of Logion, the International Ministry of Victory, the City of Victory, Logion International Ministry. We lift it up today, Father God. We lift up Bishop and Apostle Porter today. All the speakers, all the workers, all the hands that have been went forth and worked and plowed to bring forth the revival that's happening this weekend. And the conference is happening later on down the line. I believe it's next week. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that it's a place to go and worship. It's a place where we learn about you. It's a place where you're present, Lord God. And we ask you for your blessings to cover them today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that church is more than this. This church is more than a building. Lord, it's a group that lifts one another up. And we ask you, Lord God, to give them the heart to continue in that way. Lord, we ask you to bless them with the desire to do more for the world around them and for one another. We ask you, Lord God, that those in need are identified by this church and they're given a helping hand. We ask you, Lord God, that they reach out to the community and where you see fit for them to go. And, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to let them be a harvest. As they go out, Lord God, into the field, Lord God, I thank you for the harvest. I praise you, Father God, for the harvest. I thank you, Lord God, that the words of their mouth and the meditation of their heart are acceptable unto you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them with the resources they need to fulfill their mission. We ask you, Lord God, to give them the ability to be great stewards over their resources and you guide their hand in using them. We ask you, Lord God, to give them a strong sense of your spirit We ask you that you fill their hearts with all that they are and direct them in ways that they are always living in your will. We ask you, Lord God, to bless them in direction and point them towards how you want them to be. We ask you, Lord God, that when people enter the building, they will feel you all around them. They will ask that they remain hospitable to each other and to outsiders and ask for your grace and forgiveness, Lord God, even when we slip up. We ask you, Lord God, for the blessing of wisdom on the leaders. We ask you that you guide the messages that come out of the leader's mouth. We ask that the words uttered among the congregation be ones that honor you and do more to spread your word than to harm relationships with you. We ask, Lord God, that we all be honest yet uplifting. We ask that you guide our leaders and be examples to others. We ask that you continue to bless them with service hearts and a sense of responsibility to those they lead. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the ministry. Bless, Lord God, for the Bible studies, the youth groups, the child care. We ask you, Lord God, that they'll be able to speak to congregation in ways they require, that they meet the needs of the people, we, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that the ministry be led by those who have you have chosen, and that many are being learned and taught by the leaders you have provided. We thank you, Lord God, that this church is important. It's important in their lives and important in the lives of others, and it brings the others and themselves closer to you. We ask you, Lord God, for multiple blessings on it, an open window of heaven poured down upon them, and lift them up, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us all to be a part of this congregation and a part of you. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done and for what you're going to do and what you're doing right now. I thank you, Lord God, for infusing them with strength and with power and with your might, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing missing and nothing lacking. I thank you, Lord God, there is no sickness, no body aches, no discomfort, no mental lacking. I thank you, Lord God, that everything from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God, are covered with your blood, Father God. I thank you that their ears are tuned to your lips so that they hear, say, do, and be according to your will and your way. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that hearts are coming in to open and ready and receptive to receive the word that you have for them. Thank you for the rhema word, Father God. Thank you for this season in the lives and the people and the leaders and the pastors and apostles and the bishops. All that are connected, all that are going to attend, all that wish they could but cannot. I even call for people coming in off the streets, Lord God, from the north, the south, and east, and the west, that will be drawn by the Spirit, Father God, that will come in and be saved, delivered, and set free. Nobody will come in and leave out the same, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for changing hearts, changing minds, changing wills, changing emotions, taking the Spirit, Lord God, of your people to be more like you. Lord God, we praise you. Lord God, we glorify you. Lord God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for your covering. Thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. The word that goes out and will not come back to you, boy, but it shall accomplish everything that you set it out to do. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And we come against every backlashing spirit, every diabolical spirit of the enemy that will try to hinder. I command you, enemy, right now to loose your hold, and we send it back to everybody that sent it to them and to the pits of hell where it belongs. It will not come back. It will not hinder. It will not infused of any kind. I thank you, Lord God, for your covering. I thank you, Lord God. Everything is all well. Everything is on board. Everything is in place. And I thank you, Lord God, that it's going to be a great revival, a great restoration. Great, great, great in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for that prayer, Pastor Dungy. We receive the prayer. So for all those tonight, starting May 29th through the 31st, 7 p.m. nightly, come on and join Apostle and Bishop Porter, the City of Victory, over at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church. Their address is 122 Jefferson Street, Oakland, Florida, 34760, at 7 p.m. So come on and get revived. Prepare your mind, your health, your spirit, heart, and your assignment. There is a word from the Lord just for you. So join us tonight at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church at 7 p.m. tonight. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have.
Let God.
He can handle it.